Bienvenidos a un capítulo más de International Talk Time with American School Way. Y el día de hoy tenemos un invitado desde Nigeria, en África. Y aquí van algunos apuntes para que ustedes presten atención y al final de este capítulo puedan ver que también estuvo su inglés. Nuestro embajador nos va a hablar sobre esas diferencias de la comida de Colombia y Nigeria en África. También nos va a hablar de algunos choques culturales, la seguridad, la educación, el gobierno. Por supuesto, todas estas son apreciaciones personales que vamos a prestar mucha atención. Vamos a tener algunas recomendaciones sobre la música, una recomendación muy especial para que visiten Nigeria o para que en Nigeria visiten Colombia. Y al final de este capítulo, idiomas de África. ¿Cuántos conocen? ¿Qué tan difíciles son? ¿Cuántos conocen nuestro embajador? Bienvenidos. Welcome to International Talk Time with American School Way. Since this moment, this is just English. Enjoy it.
Hi, and welcome to this American School Way podcast. My name is Camilo, and we have this space to talk about some differences between Colombia and other countries. That's why we're going to talk with some ambassadors to do so. Now, today we have an ambassador from Africa. So let me introduce you, Christiana.
Hi. Good afternoon. My name is Christiana Gloria Careful. I'm from West Africa, Nigeria. I'm an ambassador in American School Way. Thank you.
Then, well, so we're going to know a little bit more about the culture in terms of food, for example. Is there any difference between the food and the experience you've had here in Colombia?
Yeah, there is a huge difference when it comes to like the soup. Mm-hmm. In Nigeria, we have the bitter leaf soup. Why here in Colombia, they have the ajiaco. And also, the similarities is they have yuca here. Why in Nigeria we have cassava that you can process as gari and fufu.
Okay. What about the jollof rice?
Oh, jollof rice. Yeah, jollof rice is so delicious. You prepare it like here. They have the pimento, they have the tomato, ginger, and garlic, of which we use in Nigeria. But it's just that here they have chicken rice, of which we call the fried rice in Nigerian. Also, we eat pasta, of which they eat here too. So the difference is in Colombia here, they don't eat jollof rice, but in Africa, we eat jollof rice.
It sounds delicious. Yeah. Well, now, apart from this part of food, what was your first culture shock you had once you came here?
Oh my goodness. When I came here, Michael, it was like a hell. When I came, the first time I went to the restaurant was like, okay, then I didn't really understand Spanish, like pasta. They brought pasta. There was one soup they brought. I was like, what is this? Because in my country, any soup that is watery, we call it pepper soup.
Okay.
So here, they brought out ajiaco, carrot inside and everything. I was like, what kind of soup is this? They said, it's the normal Colombian soup. After time, I was not really happy. I just left it that I get the jollof rice. Then also, there was one other thing I saw. They call it plantain, of which the English name is plantain. Mm-hmm. I was like, why is it mashed this way? And they said, that's the Colombian style. I said, well, welcome to Colombia, of which gradually I started getting used to the system, the tradition, and the custom. Thank you.
Okay. Well, there's a huge difference, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now, what about the music? Is there a difference between, like, your music and our music? I know that now this Afrobeat is, like, worldwide. And you have a very representative singer over there, right? Yeah.
First of all, you know, we were colonized by the British. So most times we operate like the Westerners, like Afro, like blues and all that. First of all, when I came here, I was like, what kind of music that is trending here in Colombia? And I was told, salsa, reggaeton. I said, well, reggaeton, what kind of reggaeton? At the time, I wasn't really used to the music, but there is a big difference when it comes to the music industries. Like, we have Pop Daddy, we have R. Kelly, we have P. Diddy, we have Eminem, of which that is the standard of the African music industry. So when I came here, they don't really have that. The only song that I've heard so far I came in was Calm Down by Omali, of which that is the trending song that is really in vogue. So when it comes to like music industry, there is a huge difference because we operate the Western standard of which Colombian doesn't.
All right, yeah.
Ray? Well, so what is the favorite music here?
Well, Shakira. I love Shakira because she's really popular. She's famous. I love the way she sings and the energy she carries from the inside. So it's just Shakira.
Just Shakira.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so let's talk about something a little bit more personal, and it has to deal with these differences in terms of security.
Okay.
How it felt?
Man, there is a saying that if you really want to have a good country, first of all, you need to invest in the education systems, of which the government has really failed in it. First of all, there is what we call unemployment. When unemployment is not being fixed, there is a problem in the economy. And also, there is this area I've really observed that there is what they call the infant industries, of which the government is not really working on that system. So that is why there is a lot of insecurity here in Colombia because the youth are not engaged. So that is it. No job employment and the educational standard is really poor. So the only way government could do that is by fixing the unemployment problem, working on the education standards, and also implementing more on the infant industries. Also, again, people have areas of specialization. So first of all, you need to know the areas in which they are good at, their skills, so you work on it. So the moment the youth, the unemployed, they are fixed, they are occupied with various things. So that injustice, insecurity, such thing wouldn't have occurred. So like in Africa, although we have bad leaders, of which they have really done a lot of damage on the youth, whereby there is no infrastructure, there is unemployment, educational system is really bad. So due to all those things, because they said an idle man is a workshop for the devil. So when someone is not occupied, you have nothing doing, definitely a lot of things will start running through your mind. And that's why you see them engaging in one practices or the other. Thank you.
All right. Interesting part of you in that way. Now, if I were a person who was very interested in traveling to Nigeria, what would be your recommendation? If I were a traveler and I want to go to Nigeria, what would be your recommendation?
Okay.
First
of all, Nigeria is a great place to be because we have a lot of talented people. And if you're traveling to Nigeria, where I could advise you to visit is Lagos or Abuja, because there are a lot of securities there. And also there are a lot of nice places in which you can visit. Then also when it comes to like recreative centers, they have a lot of places. And Lagos is a home for all, in which you see different people all over the world in Lagos because there is no racism. They don't talk about different cultures. No, they accept you for who you are.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good. So that will be a very good invitation for me. Yeah.
Great. Well, now, what about Oliver? What would be your recommendation to Nigerian people to come to Colombia?
The only thing that could attract them is the education. Because in Africa, we love studying. We love going to school and all that. You see, most people have like 3 degrees in different courses. We are those kind of person, we love learning new things. So, you know, when you are highly educated, you are exposed to the world. And also you can create things, bring ideas that could help the world. So first of all, I usually tell people this is you can recreate your world through your lifestyles. So how do you see it? It's through education. And the only thing that could bring people down here, like I said earlier on, is education.
That's true. Now, taking into account that the population here in Colombia is like over 15 million, but in Nigeria, it's like four times more, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah. And well, also taking into account in terms of education, you don't always speak English, right? It's not like, I mean, that's the main language, but you have like Yoruba.
Yeah.
And even more, right? What about those?
Well, you know, African is really wide. It's really broad, big. We have 36 states with different governments from different tribes. And, you know, we were colonized by the British. So our native language is English. Also, we have 252 languages from different states. Like the Yoruba, we have the Igbo, we have the Hausas. But the official language that is well known, apart from English, is the Yoruba, the Igbo, and the Hausa. Like me, I understand the Igbo, and I speak very well. I speak the Yoruba also. But the Yoruba, the Hausa is kind of, it's not really easy. It's kind of complicated. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that it has to do with some specific sounds.
Yes.
All right, then. Well, thank you so much. All right, that's nice.
Well, guys, this is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, Christina, for your time. And well, and hope to see you soon in this Emergo School Way podcast. Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, it's a great privilege to be part of this podcast. Hope to see you soon. And if you have any question, you can call to Cali 45. I'm waiting. Thank you.
Great. That's it for today. Have a nice one. See you.
Bye. Bye.